The Cat Empire mit Balls auf Flux FM am Donnerstagnachmittag. Heute Abend spielt die Band aus Australien im bereits ausverkauften Huxleys. Felix Riebel, einer der Sänger der Kapelle, er ist jetzt schon bei mir im Studio und wir quatschen ein bisschen über die neue 7. LP der Band Rising with the Sun. Wir finden heraus, wie es ist, mit einem Familienzirkus unterwegs zu sein. Die Vorband am heutigen Abend, das nochmal zur Info, Tin Pan Orange, die wird von der Ehefrau des zweiten Sängers, Harry James Angus, angeführt. Wir sprechen über einen Song, der den Opfern der Bataclan-Attacke gewidmet ist. Und wir sprechen über vieles, vieles mehr mit Felix. Schönen guten Tag. Hallo, Felix. Tag.
How are you going, man?
How are you going? You speak a little bit of German, I found out about that.
Ja, ich kann schon Deutsch sprechen, aber sehr selten nur. Einmal im Jahr, so ist es vielleicht besser am Radio, Englisch zu sprechen, glaube ich.
But you did spend parts of your youth in Europe?
I traveled to Europe a bit when I was younger, yeah. My father's side is Austrian and several musicians in his family sort of allowed me some pretty special opportunities when I was young.
Cool.
But... Yeah, I grew up in Australia.
Okay. The Australian-Austrian connection. I like that.
Don't get confused.
Yeah. Congratulations on the new record. Rising with the Sun is your newest LP. And I've read about the fact that you didn't really rehearse before you entered the studio with these new songs. And I found that really interesting. It's a ballsy move, actually, to go into a studio without rehearsing before. What was the reason for that?
Well, it was a very deliberate decision because we, in the past, had done a month of pre-production and really learnt songs, which can be useful. But then you always go into the studio with your part in mind. Mm. Whereas when it's exciting for me as a songwriter to go into the studio, and the moment the musicians are learning the song is that their first instinct is the thing that kind of carries it, and often that can be quite an exciting thing to capture. And we've been playing together long enough to trust each other and. And it worked out quite well, I think.
Yeah, and it's another way of keeping things interesting maybe as well for a band that's been around for like 17 years now.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, we have been around for a long time, and that's the biggest challenge for us is how to be the Cat Empire but still be interesting to each other and us, us as musicians beyond that. So that was a pretty good way to do it.
But when one's listening to the Cat Empire songs and albums that you've put out over the years, one realizes that you're doing many things not to bore yourself because you cross genre boundaries all the time. You do not care about them too much. Was there a plan from the very beginning on that you... I mean, I've heard you describe your band as a party band and that it was important for you to get people to dance. But was it like a basic idea when you started the band that you would cross genre boundaries all the time and try to find your own approach?
Kind of. I mean, look... The band is still a bit of a mystery to me in a lot of ways. And
that's good, though,
That's exactly my point. I mean, that's kind of good. And when people ask me to describe the sound, I get very fed up with, people use words like jazz and ska and party, and that's fine. Perhaps it includes aspects of many things, but it's the fact that I can't explain it and that it's based on an atmosphere and it's very dynamic and colorful, and the fact that very different people come to our shows, like a very diverse range of everyday people arrive and create something that's a celebration of sorts. And that's the reason why the Cat Empire exists and continues to play, I think.
Yeah. No, I was kind of in love with the description of a party band because I really think that's the one word that can sum it all up.
Yeah, that's true. In that way,
All the genre boundaries that you've crossed, you always ended up in a genre where one could dance to and party to.
That's true. But I mean, a good party for me is... has got people in tears in the corner. Yeah. It's got people celebrating. It's got people. It's got very different aspects to make a good party. I mean, for instance, we played in Bucharest the other night, and in Romania, the band had no radio or anything like that. But they discovered this ballad called "The Lost Song," which is quite a sad song, really. And for some reason they took off with it and they love that song. So the highest point in the show is us playing the saddest song sort of thing. And so there's to look at the word party, I really think a great party has a range of dynamics to it.
Okay, cool.
And I think that the Cat Empire is able to do that, and the people come with a sense of that.
So one could define the Cat Empire as a party band, but only if you define the word party right.
Exactly, exactly. That's my quota.
Yeah. Speaking of sad songs, there's one song on the record that you wrote for the victims of the Bataclan attacks, and I've read that you played there as a band.
Many times.
Yeah. More than once. And was that when you heard about those attacks, did you think of writing a song immediately, or did it take a while? When did you realize that you would want to write a song about it? Because it's a sketchy subject, you know, because it was really an horrific attack. There's not a hint of romanticism or anything. It's just horrific. So I think it must have been a hard decision to write about that.
It was, but it was a very immediate decision. I read that news that night. We got it in Australia, and I was awake at midnight or whenever it came through. And by the next day, I was deeply moved by that tragedy because it was familiar to me. Mm-hmm. It was. I mean, you can look at the news every day and see
really
something
close,
terrible.
It's really close, right? When you've been to the room.
Yeah, I mean, we've been to the room, but also we've been a band that's been built on a live following and are very much engaged with a live space. And the Bataclan could be any room that we've played around the world. And that I was moved because it was so close to home. And it in some ways felt like I had to write this song because I wanted to state that this was something terrible, but also to say that I'm proud of a life in live music, and that live music should be celebrated. So that song is both of those things. It's a lament, but it's also a proud statement as a musician.
Yeah,
and because that's what those attacks were. I think they were an attack on joy, on the joy of the live music experience, and that's something that I've been very, very much involved in for my whole adult life, and so that's why that song came quite naturally to me. And I always try to state that before we sing it, to say that this isn't political. This is about an exchange which is happening tonight.
And it's not really about. It's a sad song because it has a sad topic, but it's not like a ballad with minor chords all the time.
I hope it's a defiant song.
I really think so. Let's listen to that song and then we talk a bit more, and then we'll give away the last tickets for tonight's show, because the show has been sold out for days or weeks even.
Okay.
Now, heute Abend also im Huxley's The Cat Empire. Wir hören das Stückchen Baton Clown und quatschen dann noch ein bisschen weiter mit einem der Sänger der Formation, mit Felix. Hier aber nochmal ein Stück Musik vorneweg von The Cat Empire. Wir hören Baton Clown. The Cat Empire mit Baton Clan auf Flux FM. Ein Stück Musik, das ich in der Tat mit den schrecklichen Ereignissen im Club Baton Clan beschäftigt. Dort wurden ja während eines Eagle of Death Metal Konzerts Zuschauer und Zuschauerinnen attackiert mit Maschinenpistolen und so weiter und so fort. Das hat man traurigerweise ja noch im Hinterkopf. The Cat Empire haben wir gerade gehört. Die wollten einen Song über dieses Ereignis machen, der eben nicht entmutigt und der nicht nur traurig ist, sondern der auch nach vorne geht und der auch die Freude an der Live-Musik nochmal betonen und unterstreichen möchte. Now, we've listened to Bataclan and I really think that it's more like an uplifting song than a ballad or something, but I can still imagine that especially French people in the audience might react in a special way to that song. Do you have something to tell us about that, or did you meet people?
We've had several French people in the audiences, and I've spoken to a lot of them afterwards, and I think naturally many find it sad. We're also doing a show at the Trianon this year in Paris on the anniversary of the Bataclan. I think the club is opening up a few days after that again. So it's going to be a very, I think, emotional and significant moment for us as a band and for me as a songwriter, and hopefully for the French people in the audience then to sort of recognize this and mark it as a moment and as a song there. But I mean, I'm very aware of that, and I think maybe for some people it's been a great song, and for some people it might be too much as well, and I'm very open to both of those.
If one of your friends or even yourself really have been there, I mean, I think you don't want to think about that topic again at all.
No,
you
maybe
know what
none,
I'm saying?
Maybe not.
But those people who were affected by the whole thing, like you with your band, or maybe like us as a radio station, we were shocked as well. And I think for those people, it's really helping to have a song like that and to, you know, to realize that the bands are not giving up.
Yeah,
and that they keep on playing their live stuff.
Well, overwhelmingly, the response to the song has been very good, even in the French media and to the people I've spoken to.
Yeah.
So I feel as if it was an authentic an authentic moment, and, yeah, and it's responded, and you know, that's all I can do as a songwriter.
And I really think it's a great idea that there's going to be this small kind of festival to make people think about that special night once again. You do travel with some kind of circus right now. I've talked to Tin Pan Orange yesterday, and their singer Emily is married to the other guy on the other mic,
Harry.
James Angus. Mm-hmm. They bring their kids along. Mm-hmm. It must feel great to be part of like a family circus party that's traveling through Europe. Did you do that in the past as well?
We've done it a few times. Yeah, I mean, look, the band, we started this band when we were teenagers, and now we've really grown up together. So there are a lot of kids in the band, and it's great when they can come on the road as well. And when we do shows in Australia, sometimes it's like a kind of a kindergarten zoo, cool, backstage sort of thing, which is great. It's really lovely, and Tin Pan are a wonderful, wonderful band.
Yeah.
Emily's a really great songwriter, and it's nice. It's nice to have that atmosphere on tour of a sort of a family.
Yeah, cool. And tonight the family is gonna play at Huxley's. Wer da noch hingehen möchte, der muss jetzt in die Nähe des Telefons hüpfen, denn wir haben die allerletzten Tickets für euch hier im Angebot. Die Show ist schon seit Wochen ausverkauft. Hier gibt's aber jetzt noch die Möglichkeit reinzukommen ins Huxley's zur Show von The Cat Empire, die supported werden von Tin Pan Orange. Das ist eine Family Affair, die da heute stattfinden wird. 030-2000-9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Ruft an unter Berlin 2000-9000. Wenn ihr ein bisschen Dusel habt, dann kommt ihr durch und steht auf der Gästeliste für The Cat Empire heute Abend, wie gesagt, im Huxley's. Felix Riebel war bei mir im Studio. Wir haben ein bisschen gequatscht über die neue Platte und über die Band. Wir verabschieden uns jetzt voneinander und sagen auch euch tschüss. Viel Spaß heute Abend im Huxley's. 030-2000-9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Thank you, Felix.
My pleasure.
I hope I'll see you again pretty soon.
Absolutely.
And we'll talk about the 8th record of The Cat Empire. And we'll find out if you rehearsed for that one again. Thank
very,
you.
Very good.
Bye-bye.
Catch you.